This is the BBC.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's the return of the naked game. Three people say they're nude, but only one of them is telling the truth. We have to try and work it out. There's a huge Bumble Air Wednesday gap, Theresa May's massive cough, and Kem from Love Island. Is he really 5'10"? We're going to measure him. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. How you doing? It's Scott here. You okay, Chris?
Yeah, I'm good. Yes.
I feel like I'm coming down with something.
Do you know what? I've got a little bit of that as well today. Assumed it was a fresh as flu style thing going round.
Yeah, I think there's stuff going round.
From what I'm hearing as well, certain politicians looking a bit freshy flu potential.
Oh, I mean, what a catalogue of errors.
Mm.
Theresa May on stage earlier at the Tory party conference.
Is it fresh as flu?
I don't think she's been to any freshers gigs. Don't know, maybe MPs get it as well. We'll come back to that. Yesterday on the show, we were saying that... we played a bit of Kem and Chris's track off of Love Island. A little bit Leave It. I know they were in with Grimmers this morning. And... Grimmers? I call him Grimmers? Because I just saw him on Twitter. It was like, they just called him Grimmers.
Yeah.
And in the track, Kem claims to be 5'10".
It's a little bit Leave It.
It's a little bit Leave It.
It's a little bit Leave It.
It's a little bit Leave It,
Kem. I sound 5'10". I was on a height when I first walked in.
Now we're like, are you though? Because 5'10" is the classic go-to measurement.
Yeah.
Classic height for people that are definitely shorter than that.
I'm a bit shorter than that. I will generally say I'm 5'10".
You're to not everyone.
Most people who know that they're shorter will say that they're 5'10". Because
right.
It seems realistic. It's not claiming that you're 6 foot when you're not. If you say you're 6 foot and you're definitely not, you look like a bit of an idiot.
Yeah.
But most people won't question 5'10".
No.
And Kem has been saying that he's 5'10" throughout the whole of Love Island.
He's
put it in this song. I think he's of the theory that if he says it enough, people won't question it. Well, we're questioning it.
We are. Thing is, I am actual 5'10".
Yeah. And you're taller than me.
Yeah. Okay.
Taller than Kem. That's what I'm saying.
Would you like to get the measuring implement from the back of the studio, please?
I would.
Because we doubt this so much, we've actually had Kem measured. What is that?
The measuring instrument as well that we've had to use because the tape measure got robbed has been kind of constructed with cardboard rolls.
Yeah. Like really long toilet rolls.
Like long toilet rolls. And we're assured that it's very, very accurate.
Yeah. Well, that's our measuring stick.
But we've got it now to measure anything.
Yeah, so Kem is getting measured at 1:40 on this show this afternoon. Actually, yeah, leave it in there. Leave it in here.
Yeah, absolutely.
You never know what you're going to need to have measured. Also, there are stealers amongst us, and I'm going to do this on air. Whoever stole the tape measure from our producer's desk,
mm-hmm.
We don't need to know names, but...
Return it. Also...
Put it back on the desk.
Bring back my pump.
What's happened to your pump?
I got sent a couple of these massive Bakewells on some kind of like promo or something. Someone's robbed the pump.
Right.
Bring it back.
Steelers, amongst us. Just bring it back. We won't say anything more about it.
Scott Mills.
You know when you have the worst day where absolutely everything that could go wrong goes wrong? Theresa May is having that day. So, first of all, at the Tory party conference, comedian Lee Nelson gets up on stage somehow. He manages to
every
do this a
time.
Lot.
How did he get into these places?
I have no idea. Surely someone must be like, no, get out. Anyway, so Lee Nelson goes on stage and gives the Prime Minister a P45. And then the coughing begins. I mean, this is going to be huge all over social media. It is already.
So, we will never hesitate to act where businesses aren't operating as they should.
Now that's the same.
I feel so bad. I actually do feel bad because it's like when that kind of situation happens here, you can just play a song,
right?
All fine.
You know that the whole of the country is watching this.
But it's very hard to get the sincere message across.
It's there.
Doing this out of nowhere. No one knows what to do.
It's the Adam Bolton when he swallowed a fly voice on Sky News.
Certainly if we look at, you know, the changing complexion of this cabinet compared to the last one, the one yesterday, what we can see is that...
Do you want to take a pause?
Yep.
Do you want to take a pause?
No,
you know, because I've been talking non-stop. You okay?
No, I swallowed a fly. That's all right.
That's happened. Fine. We don't know what's gone on there. We don't know if a fly was swallowed.
We don't know. But what I do know is that it gets to the point where Theresa May gets applause every time she coughs.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Oh, like support.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, God!
And the applause gets louder.
What's going on? It's like a mad stand-up, this, isn't it? Listen to the applause.
Then the Chancellor hands her a Strepsil. I'm not making this up. But Theresa May comes back with a cracking one-liner after the coughing.
I hope you noticed that, ladies and gentlemen. The Chancellor giving something away free.
What? Straight off the bat there. Wow. What a fun day for her.
Why we will never... excuse me.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Kate's been on from Bingham saying, I think Theresa May is my cough twin. I seriously cough just like her.
Why we will never... excuse me.
Oh, what? I mean, she's having the stress dream that I have a lot,
yeah.
Where you're just on a stage, and that's the worst thing. The worst thing that can happen.
Massive speech, and yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah. Getting handed a Strepsil. Here's the thing as well, I've just thought, I feel like I've kind of robbed Newsbeat of their news now, haven't I? I've just kind of done it.
Oh, yeah, well, assuming that is the...
Well, I imagine it is.
Well, I suppose they will, yeah.
Like, so Rick Kelsey's standing by. Do we go to him or do we not?
Well, I think it's up to him to change his news story.
Do you feel you're up to date or...
I'm only joking. I do feel up to date,
I've just
I
done
think.
It. But I think we are probably contractually obliged to do the news, so here it is.
Scott Mills.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah?
Sam Smith has been kissing a man. Now, I've studied the photo of the kiss quite a lot, and I'm trying to work out whether it's a friendly kiss or whether it's a yes kiss, and I'm saying yes. And it's the actor Brandon Flynn from 13 Reasons Why. Let me show you now. What do you think?
Well, it does look like he's kissing him there in a
like
More Than Friends.
Definitely
yeah.
on.
Scott Mills.
So this is Scott Mills answering all the important questions. Is Kem off of Love Island really 5'10"?
He always claims it. He claimed it throughout the whole of Love Island, and he claims it in the song as well, his new one.
We did play a bit of their song yesterday, a little bit Leave It, which was described on the show as completely lit and a pile of lit at one point.
It's a little bit Leave It.
It's a little bit Leave It.
It's a little bit Leave It.
Here comes Kem.
I sound 5'10". Yeah. I was on a height when I first walked in.
He just tweeted me going, I might be 5'11". You never know.
Yeah, maybe.
So they were on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show with Nick Grimshaw this morning, and they did record a little bit for us. So here's the moment of truth. 5'10" or not, using our really weird measuring stick in the studio, someone robbed the tape measure from our producer's desk. So we just used to have some like old... Well, like empty toilet rolls, don't they? Just stuck together. But... accurate.
What's happening, Scott and Chris? It's Chris and Kem here. Hope you're feeling a little bit litty. Obviously, early morning start for us. A little bit Leave It there. Right, you lot don't believe Kem is 5'10", so I'm going to measure him. I'll do this. What do I do it, Kem? Head to feet or feet to head?
Just feet to head, mate.
Feet to head?
Yeah.
Right, I'll give you a little bit of a measure for you. Here goes. Do you want to just stand still?
Yeah.
Your face the other way?
Cool.
Just relax yourself, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Relax yourself.
Bit gutted about this, really. I didn't want anyone to ever know how tall I was. What's it saying, Chris? 5'10" or?
It's not far off 5'10". You can see why you got 5'10" in your head. Right, I've got a measurement, guys.
Right, and how tall's
that? That, guys? Don't know, probably like, it's probably a couple inches off, actually. I'm confused over the whole inches and centimetres thing. I think now I've got the mark. I think, Scott, Chris, I'm going to leave this bit of cardboard to you and you can confirm it for us.
See, I'm not really happy to be measured with these
no,
tubes.
Believe, no,
I don't
believe
think it's
me.
A,
no,
it's
believe
like, it's not really fair.
No, believe,
it's
Scott,
such a big
Chris.
Thing that everyone wants to know. I'm not really happy for the final decision to be made on these tubes, I'll be honest.
Okay, what we'll do anyway, but it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is you are up to that height, so regardless of whether that's 5'10 or not, that is your height there.
So we will get they're that saying that's 5'10.
Yeah, but if it's that's not, it doesn't matter because we'll measure it properly.
That's probably 6. That's right. Probably 5'12.
Scott, Chris, we're going to get out of here. Leave this to you now. You've got the mark. Please confirm. Let the world know. Ken, he swears he's 5'10. He might not be on a height when, you know, you lot walk
whenever
in.
Whenever I realise I'm 5'4. See you later, guys.
See you later, guys. Love to you both. Oh, my God. That was a great measuring tape.
Thank you. I really like the way Chris from Love Island took control of that whole thing there. Do you know what I mean? It was kind of interesting to hear how it would work.
I'm saying he's 5'6 or 7.
5'6.
Yeah. Also, did Chris get his own catchphrase wrong at one point?
A little bit leave it there.
Surely it's just a little bit leave it, not there. Also, did he just say this?
What do I do it, Kem? Head to feet or feet to head?
Just feet to head, mate.
Feet to head?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of a measure for you.
Feet to head or head to feet?
Not sure what that means. Also, the measurement situation there as well. He wasn't too sure on that.
Yeah, but I always mix up my measurements like Chris does.
I'm confused over the whole inches and centimetres thing.
Yep. Don't get that wrong. Also, for two rappers, which is what their Twitter bios say, by the way, this is an exceptional ad lib.
Ken, he swears he's 5'10". He might not be on a height when, you know, you lot walk
whenever
in.
Whenever I'm realising I'm 5'4". See you later, guys.
See you later, guys. Love.
Kem, he swears he's 5'10". He might not be on a height when everyone realises he's 5'4". Doesn't rhyme. So, by the looks of it, and they're saying it as well, we said 5'6". It's more like a 5'4".
Scott Mills.
Another thing, when Chris and Kem were in with Nick Grimshaw this morning, I did some terms and conditions, but they sped them up really quickly.
Mm.
Just about, like, in the event of being mugged off, Radio 1 takes no responsibility.
Sure.
They're two men in their early 20s cashing in on yet another reality TV show, and we can't take any responsibility for being pied. But they did speed them up. And then listen to what Chris says.
In the event you feel mugged off, Radio 1 will take no responsibility for anything salty that Chris and Ken may say, do or advise. They are two men in their 20s cashing in on the unexpected success of yet another reality TV show. This advice may contain unidentifiable language and childish humour. BBC Radio 1 cannot be held accountable for anyone getting pied.
We can't be held responsible if anyone gets pied.
Did he play that quickly?
Hey?
Huh?
Huh?
Huh? What?
Right, so he thinks that was a real person's voice there. At normal speed.
Scott Mills.
Chris, thanks so much for buying lunch today, but are you trying to make me have my own Theresa May coughing fit?
A bit spicy for you.
Bare chilies in there, man.
Oh, no.
Whoa! You know when it burns afterwards?
Well, you got to make some kind of joke now about how I'm normally quite cheap or something, and I've given you a... Well, I haven't given you anything to cure it anyway, no. So actually, no, that wouldn't
be
work.
A rubbish joke. Okay, then. Amor de compraventa, amor del pasado.
Also, lol at you comparing yourself to the Prime Minister.
I didn't compare myself to the Prime Minister.
You kind of did.
I just accused you of trying to make me have a coughing fit.
Anyway, Bumble Wednesday.
There we go. What's your diet?
8 o'clock in the morning, I'll have fish and a rice cake. At 10 o'clock, I'll have fish. At 12 o'clock, I'll have fish and a rice cake.
Ken, he swears he's 5'10". He might not be on a height when... You know, you lot walk
whenever
in,
I'm realising I'm 5'4". See you later, guys.
See you later, guys. Love.
Here's me at York University making up phrases and words.
Thank you, York, for fantastic music. Are you excited for
Are you excited for her? Everyone screams. We had to put this in.
We will never hesitate to act where businesses aren't operating as they should.
Would you like to hear what you are?
Made up. Old school.
A horse for one bin.
Yes, Gemma?
I'm a massive fan of the dictionary. You know, we should be, like, promoting the dictionary anyway because, like, it is such an amazing, like, historical British thing, isn't it?
Oh, God, wild time of the snow, all right.
It doesn't put you off from going to school.
Well, the mother says we had to go anyway. We hadn't much of a choice in the matter, but sure.
It's a cold journey to school this morning.
Oh, God, you wouldn't be long getting frostbite.
Love Rory.
Michael Jackson.
Here we go again.
We still love you. We will love you, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. We all love you. We all miss you, Michael Jackson. How can we find you again? Your song's always in my brain. You made wonders, though still wonders will be wonders, Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
Amor de comprender.
We will love you.
Okay, good.
Hello, Nick, who says, that was a brilliant gap. I'm sitting creased up in the uni quiet room. Gemma's on board. Ed and Stu bumbling away. Hauling maize in Wiltshire. Sam on his Massey. Bumbling his ploughing off. Bumbling my hard hat off in my digger in Devon. That's John, yes, Queen. What a gap, says James in the car in Northampton. It's quite long today, they're getting longer. I need to maybe have a word with myself.
Yeah, rein it in a bit.
Rein it in, mate. And Massey H, bumbling like mad. Luke in Gosport. Tom and another Luke. Zoe and Claire bumbling away in the car in Lincoln.
Matty H bumbling like mad. It's just good to get halfway through the week and have a little dance, isn't it?
Halfway through, everybody.
Feels good.
We can do this. Lucy from Oxford at her desk at the moment. Trying to have a serious talk with my manager with this in the background, says Lee in Andover. Yeah, that's weird. Alex in Norwich says, yes, lads, massive gap, roll on the weekend. Party time, says Frankleton on Twitter.
Clappy bit.
This is going to sound really silly, but I feel really sexy. And I think that's just...
Okay, bye. Stacks it. Still one of my favourite videos this year. Shout out to Pappas. Chris in Newport. Kate, bumbling her tissues off while still working because she's hardcore. Okay. Harry and Rob ploughing away in Ormsby. Dan pumping slurry in Weymouth. And Karen having a coughing fit through laughing so much, just like Tresemme. And that'll do it.
Acidosi! Baby!
Scott Mills.
Where are we at on bangers?
You're winning. Big style.
Oh yeah, I've won both days. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you decide what gets on. That'll be at 2:40, so like 10, 15 minutes, all good. Reggaeton Lento and Chris Malinchak coming up. And at 3:10,
it's our new feature, we've done this before.
I find it weird when people are coming to visit Radio 1 and they're outside and I'm explaining a game like this, I feel it's a bit weird.
But let's explain it anyway.
Yeah, okay. So it's the Naked Game. Hi, everyone outside. And we have three callers on the line, all claiming to have zero clothes on. Only one of them is actually nude. Our job is to work out who is telling lies and who is the naked one. Surprisingly difficult. People are such good liars these days.
It's such an interesting game, this one, because obviously when you're listening right now, there's people listening in all sorts of state of dress, in different situations. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And this is what happened last time we did it. Claire, she was the one. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Claire. I'm naked.
Yay! So we got three more callers lined up for 3:10 today. And one of them is going to be naked. The other two, absolute liars. That's coming up.
It's exciting times.
Big show.
big okay. show. Scott
Mills. It must be a bit odd when you like our show, but because you're not from the UK, you don't get some of the references. Like Carla, who listens every day from Ohio. Listens every day. Never heard of Chris and Kem. Must be a bit weird, that. Do you know what I mean?
What a world you're living in.
You don't... Imagine that. Someone had not heard of them. Scott Mills. Just saying earlier, people that listen to this show abroad may sometimes be a little bit confused by some of the popular culture references that are unique to the UK. Inbar Benon from Israel listens every day. Mostly has absolutely no idea what we're talking about, but still likes it.
That's good. That's really good.
Despite not knowing, like, hardly anything about what we're talking about. This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. That was Rita Ora, 21 Pilots and JP Cooper coming up. And at 10 past three, some naked people on the phone. Hello, Jack.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, how's it going? You all right?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Are you in Basingstoke or Amazingstoke?
I'm in Calcot at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Working. So yeah. I'm from Basingstoke, yeah, but in Calcot at the moment.
What do you do?
Working. Waste management. So clearing rubbish that people have left. It varies, really, but yeah. Sort of like a posh binman.
I heard that you had a bad time camping recently.
Yeah, I did, yeah. We, me and three of my friends, we took a four-man tent to Scotland, Glencoe.
Yeah.
Which is about a nine-hour drive from where we live, and yeah, didn't go to plan at all.
Why?
Wasn't what we was expecting. The ground was boggy, and we could have thought that it would be very, very wet in Scotland. We kind of expected it, but not as bad as it was.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was four of us in a four-man tent. Me and two of my friends were like 6'2", so it was a bit cramped, and yeah, we drove 8 hours to spend about 6 hours there, then drove home Saturday morning.
Yeah, it's funny you went camping like that, really, for two reasons. One, that you say you didn't expect it, when the weather was very likely going to be a bit rubbish. But also, yeah. Given your industry, you're probably an extra clean group of friends, really, aren't you? Given that's the line of work. So, when it was all boggy and stuff, it couldn't have been your thing. Have you ever tried indoor camping? This is what Scott
indoor
does.
Indoor camping. Yeah, okay, tell me more.
Well, because Scott can't deal with the weather for, you know, proper camping, what he does, he puts a tent up in his living room and invites people over for camping just inside, and that way he can control the heat.
Why are you telling people this?
Yeah,
sounds like it could get a bit weird.
No,
yeah, well, some people do this, you know, indoor camping.
Really?
It is a thing.
I even get like the camping gas out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like it's exactly like you would have on the outside, except Scott can control the weather inside his own place.
I bet we'll get texts from loads of people saying they do that too. It's much cleaner and drier. Right, so here's what I've got for you today. Despite him being on my not very nice celebrities list yesterday, he still makes bangers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right round, Flo Rida. Yeah. Nothing against him, which is a really boring interview. Yes or no answers all the way.
Very okay. strong, very
yeah, strong.
Strong.
I've gone for a very different option for you today, Jack. My choice today is this. This is the Pigeon Detectives. Remember them? And the song is I'm Not Sorry.
I've never heard of them.
Oh, gutty, Jack. This is a good song, man. This is a good song.
Have you ever heard of Chris and Kem?
I have heard of them, yeah, but I've not really paid much attention to them, to be quite honest.
Mad that you know Chris and Kem,
but not Pigeon Detectives. So what's it going to be, Jack?
I think we're going to have to go with you, Scott.
Oh, you're having a mare. No, you're having the week I had last
song.
Week.
Oh, no.
Latest tweet, waste management. Well, he did pick this rubbish. Flo Rida, right round. Amazing how many people remember this, but that was the reason that bangers first started on this show, wasn't it?
That's right. I really wanted to hear this song on Radio 1. You wouldn't let me. So I was basically saying, well, come on, why can't I just have this one moment?
Yeah, so you picked it as your first ever one.
Everyone backed me up. It was like, do you want to hear the next song on Radio 1? Do you want to hear that Flo Rida song? And everyone, well, most people went with me.
And now I've robbed you with it.
No, you're using it against me in some cruel twist of fate. You've won the week already. It's 3-0.
I know. Well, last week was awful.
I need something good tomorrow.
Otherwise, trousers down. Isn't it? You feel so much better when you're on the other side of this, don't you? It's amazing, the difference.
Scott Mills.
In 10 minutes on Radio 1. Oh, no. Theresa May voice again. In 10 minutes on Radio 1, three people on the phone all claiming to be naked, but only one is. The other two are barefaced liars. They won't have a stitch on. Ho! Off with my mum. Nothing
on
at all.
Your mum's a nudist. Tell me about this. She was round yours recently. What happened?
Can you stop saying Sandra's a nudist, please?
Well, you've just said it on radio. You said my mum's a nudist.
No, I didn't say
something
that.
Something like that.
No, the phrase...
You said not a stitch on, just like my mum.
I did say that.
Your mum's a nudist.
She isn't a nudist.
She is, though.
Stop spreading that around. I meant she says the phrase not a stitch on. Not she's not a nudist.
Oh, yeah, well, she loves it.
And mind you, near where she lives, I think there is a nudist beach.
Possibly.
That's got me thinking now.
Well, near her house, you're saying?
Well, it's on the south coast, isn't it?
Yeah.
There is one, is it?
Yes, and she lives on the south coast.
What one is it? Do you know? Oh, hang on. You can say HRH.
HRH,
Studland.
Studland, yeah.
How do you know HRH?
Yeah, it's a famous one. Anyway, three people with nothing on. Zero clothing in 10 minutes.
Scott Mills.
It's the naked game. So we have three callers on the line, all claiming to have absolutely zero clothes on. Only one of them, though, is actual nude. I hate that word.
Our job is to find the nude by a series of questions.
Yeah, we've got to work out who is telling lies and who is the actual naked one. Simple game. Harder than you think, though, actually.
Struggling to think of a name for this one, Scott. I was thinking maybe Truth or Bear. Naked Lies.
Good.
or any other suggestions?
Stick with the naked game, I think, for now.
The naked game's fine.
Last time we did this was quite hard because people are very convincing liars these days. Let's play! Line one, who are you, please, and where are you from?
Hi, I'm Ben from Edgehill University in Ormskirk, and I am completely naked.
Yes, wee. Okay, Ben, so you're at uni in Ormskirk.
Yeah.
What time did you get up this morning?
Literally about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, wow, okay. Student life.
And is that why you're naked right now? You just rolled straight out of bed, slept in the nude, that kind of thing?
Do you know what it is? Like, if you miss a lecture, then you get, like, an email saying, like, hope everything's okay or whatever. And we have a lecturer called Jim, and he rang me this morning. He didn't even email me, he rang me, because I never miss his lecture. This is the heaviest night in a long while. I don't plan on leaving bed today, to be honest.
Right, okay. So we really are your breakfast show, aren't we?
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Well, yeah, so what are your plans for the rest of the day? Are you going to put any clothes on at any point?
No, well, I was going to go and sign up to the gym at uni, and then I was going to go for a ones with my pals and start playing some football, but not a chance, a chance.
And looking down your body right now... if you were to change one bit of it, what would you do?
I'd probably put some trackies on just to, you know, in case anyone comes to the door. Because people like to just walk in and they don't need to see that. It's not fair for me to subject them to it.
Okay,
fine. And if someone was to walk in, would you be able to... Is the door locked or is the door open right now?
No, it's just locked. I think it's still locked from last night. But I don't plan on moving from this bed.
What
so
I mean is if we...
If
we were to force you to shout to one of your housemates to come in...
Yeah.
Would they walk in?
We can give it a go.
I'm just interested to hear the reaction.
No.
Yeah. Well, it's the aim of the game, isn't it?
Do you want me to shout the girl next door or the boy opposite?
Go for the boy opposite. Yeah.
Boy opposite. Right, yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah. See, this could really be a clue.
Ryan! Ryan!
Don't tend to say anything.
Yeah, we just want him to walk in.
Ryan! Okay. Ryan!
If he comes, then I'll let you know.
Sure.
Do.
Ryan, come here. It's really important. He's opening his door.
Here we go.
Right, I'm going to pass the phone because obviously I don't want to leave my door. Ryan, come and say hello. Hello.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello.
You're right, it's Scott Mills here from Radio 1.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, are you okay?
Is everything all normal to you over there? Everything fine?
Yeah, I just woke up.
Okay, and
fine.
Talk to me about Ben. What's he looking like at the moment?
He's completely butt naked.
Right.
Right.
Okay, they're in this together.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I
all right.
Believe him.
Okay, let's move on for a minute. So that was Ben and Ormskirk planning to be completely nude.
Scott Mills.
We're playing the naked game here on BBC Radio 1. Who's that on line two, please?
Hi, I'm Zoe. I'm at uni in Reading and I'm completely naked.
Hey. Sure. Okay, hi, Zoe. Another person at uni?
Yep. Feeling worse for wear.
Feeling, it's happening a lot today. You sound like a little bit ill, actually.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like 3 weeks at uni taking its toll now.
Oh, you've got proper freshers flu. Listen to that. And you're not even a fresher, are you?
Nope, not even a fresher.
But it doesn't make you immune.
This is a particularly tricky game today, it feels. Are you cold?
No, I'm at the top floor of my house. I'm the heating. My room is like a sauna. Mm. You just can't wear clothes in there. It's just too hot.
Right, okay, so that's why, because it's so hot.
Yeah.
It's so hot.
Looking around the room right now, are the curtains open?
No, the curtains are closed, but the windows are completely open. Because of the heating, yeah.
Why do they do that at universities? I mean, I've stayed in a few rooms in my time at university and never went. But I'm not going to lie to you, several times I've burned my bum on the radiator there.
It is. They go insanely hot.
Those old school radiators, like chucking out heat. Turn it off.
I remember it well. Well, that would explain why you're in the situation you are, especially having the window open. You know, it's actually not particularly hot out there. So, I can see the predicament you're in. Okay, I think I've heard enough from there, Scott.
Yeah.
You ready to go to line three, or do you have more questions?
Okay, Zoe. Wait right there. That was Zoe. She's at the University in Reading. She says her room is like a sauna after she went out last night, and that's why she's naked. Line three. Who are you?
I'm Victoria. I'm from a little village near Llandudno in North Wales, and I'm completely naked.
Right.
Okay, so what's your excuse?
I like being naked.
Okay.
Oh, fine, straight up. So no big night out or anything, this is just what you do?
Yeah, well, last night I passed my theory test yesterday, so I had just a night in with wine, pizza, with my best friend celebrating a bit.
Nice.
And I've just come over to my dad's to get ready, basically. I'm supposed to be going out for the date, so I've just come to get some proper clothes.
Right, okay, there's something a bit weird here, right? Because you're at your dad's house naked.
Yes, I've got a room at my dad's.
He hasn't turned it into a study or an office?
No. He stores a few of his radio control planes in here, but that's about it.
So can you see any planes now from where you are?
Yes, I can. There's a Spitfire, Mosquito.
Are they big, these planes, are they?
Yeah, you know, the wingspan on them is like 60 inches.
So you'd have to, like, launch them out the window sort of thing?
Yeah, you've got to have a big field and big space to fly them.
And when are you planning on putting some clothes on today, or is it just not going to happen?
It will happen eventually, but at the moment I'm just having a coffee and doing my makeup and hair.
Yeah, I know. Be careful there.
Yeah, you know, I don't really want to spill it on myself, but, you know, I thought I'd prefer getting ready naked, doing my makeup, doing my hair, so I don't get it on my clothes, and then I can get ready.
Victoria, is there one way you could prove to me right now that you are completely nude?
Oh, I have no idea. I can jiggle my thighs and slap them together a bit.
No, there's no need
that
for that.
That could work. Yeah, try that.
Okay, I wasn't as keen as Chris, but yeah, go for it.
Isn't that what you were insinuating?
What's that? What's that?
What's in my thighs?
Oh, yeah, yeehaw. So weird.
Yeah.
Any more girls slapping her thighs in North Wales surrounded by remote control airplanes?
This is really funny.
You're never going to get that
situation,
again.
Situation, that, isn't it?
Right, you don't get this on Capital.
What's going on in North Wales right now?
Yeah, North Wales is crazy.
You got enough?
I think so. I mean, I really don't know which one is naked.
Right, let's play a song in the 3 minutes or whatever it takes, but we need to make a decision, but I'm really stuck at the moment.
Scott Mills.
This is a standout feature, says Steph in Lincolnshire. Thank you. I think it's number two who's naked. Pretty convincing reason with the really hot room there. Ewan in the Black Isle says, as a regular thigh slapper myself and someone with a keen ear, line three is definitely naked. Okay. We're in the middle of the naked game on Radio 1. Three callers on the line, all saying they've got no clothes on. Only one of them is actually nude. The other two are lying.
Would you like me to remind you of the contestants? Are we calling them that?
Yeah, I think that's it, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, line one is Ben Scott. He's at Edge Hill Uni. His housemate says he's nude when we did that little test. Funnily enough, his lecturer called Jim phoned him because he was concerned because Ben had missed his lecture. He's fine. He's just naked.
And who have we got on line two, Chris?
Line two is Zoe. She's at the Uni of Reading. She's got a room like a sauna. The curtains are closed, but the windows are open.
Is that one?
Well, that's what I've got written down.
No, fine. Okay, and who's on line three?
Line three is Victoria. She's in North Wales. She passed her theory test yesterday. She's at her dad's house surrounded by planes. Slappy thighs.
Very good. So we've got Ben, Zoe and Victoria all saying they're naked. Okay, it's decision time. Let us know at home who you're thinking is the naked one. I'm genuinely really, really confused.
For me, it felt like Ben's flatmate Ryan was lying. It was like he was almost writing down what to say or told him what to say or something. It was all a bit suspicious.
I think they're in it together because it just sounded a bit too forced for me. And he, like, basically, I reckon he told him before or whispered to him, like, say I'm naked.
Oh, yeah, but he wouldn't have known that we were going to ask that before. I think when Ryan came in, there was no shock.
It'd be a bit more like, mate, what are you doing?
It felt to me Ryan came and there was no reaction whatsoever.
So I don't think it's him.
So that means it's either Zoe or Victoria. The second person we spoke to, Zoe, I mean, I've been in that situation where the room is so hot. In the halls, it is so hot.
Same. And also, she does sound quite ill.
I can sort of see that situation happening.
Okay.
Boiling hot room.
Okay.
So I'm inclined to go for her at the moment. But Victoria's story, I do believe she is surrounded by planes. That would be such a weird thing to make up.
Yeah. And she did slap her thighs.
True. But you could still be wearing clothes and doing that, really.
Yeah, true.
It feels odd getting naked in your dad's aeroplane room.
That's what I thought. We're going Zoe?
I think go Zoe.
Okay. Naked person, reveal yourself.
It's me, Victoria.
No way!
It's not Zoe. Oh, Victoria, you fooled us.
Right, Zoe, what are you doing?
I'm just sat in my kitchen doing some work, really.
Oh, you are so good. Ben, what are you doing?
I'm literally just about to set off for the lecture that I was supposedly late to, but Ryan was genuinely asleep and there was no conferring beforehand.
Oh,
I just
good
had to
know.
Mime naked at him as soon as I handed him the phone, and thankfully he got it.
That's how
we
did
it.
Oh, you just mouthed naked.
Yeah.
And Victoria, you completely fooled us. You're butt naked right now.
Yep.
Still now.
Ready.
You're the real naked person.
With loads of planes around you.
You won't get anything more interesting than that.
Scott Mills.
Oh, I know that it's on hiatus at the moment, but sometimes I just wish that Inyada Bingo was back in our lives.
I'm sure we can bring it back sometime soon, if we want. When it's ready. When it feels right.
Just needs a little bit of a rest. But this is exactly what the feature was made for. And we're missing... The trouble is with it not being on, we're missing some good ones at the moment, but that's fine.
You say missing, I say banking.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? It's going to be awesome when it returns because it'll have all this pent-up innuendo bingo-ness. The spray will be strong.
I couldn't not play this one because we've had hundreds of messages about it. So it's from Alaska, A Year in the Wild from Channel 5. And what I do like as well is that even though it's not on at the moment, you still send me innuendo bingo clips. Mm. Please keep doing that. Thank you. So A Year in the Wild on Channel 5. And here we join the narrator talking about the black bear.
Plants make up the bulk of their diet, but the scent of beaver could prove too good to ignore.
Oh, I do miss it.
Thank you if you sent that in. There's loads of them.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Right, we need to buy new outfits for the Teen Awards.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Every year.
Bomber jackets, always, but we're not going to do that this year. We're going to do something different. Although one year you had me dressed up as Justin Bieber.
Forgot about that. And for a split second, the crowd did think that you were him.
It was a split second. Then everyone was like, why is he wearing that? Like,
yeah, I mean, it was a joke fail, massively. Like, I really thought it would work a lot better than it did. Mm. Remember, I was in the toilets going, just put the white trousers on.
Mm.
Okay, so Teen Awards is on the 22nd of October. We've got a massive lineup. It's less than 3 weeks away, so you really should get a ticket if you don't want to miss out on Rita Ora, on The Vamps, on Dua Lipa, and Liam Payne, and Camila Cabello, all at the SSE Arena on the 22nd of October. Get your tickets on the Radio 1 website. That's where you can also vote and decide who wins one of the most prestigious awards, Best Single. Here's your options.
One, Best Single.
Clean Bandit, Anne-Marie and Sean Paul, Rockabye. Wild Thoughts, DJ Khaled, Rihanna, Bryson Tiller. Hey. Dua Lipa, New Rules. Ed Sheeran, Shape of You. And Despacito, Luis Fonsi, Daddy Yankee, Justin Bieber. Right, so you've only got until 5:15 p.m. to vote this Sunday, the 8th of October. Go to the Radio 1 website to vote. You can see the full terms and conditions there as well. And if you want to be there yourself, like, this is a hot ticket. You can still get your ticket to this year's Teen Awards right now. They are available from the Radio 1 website. Maybe, like, even as a little present to your little brother or little sister or whatever. It'd be real nice.
Little cousin.
Yeah.
They'll love it.
Honestly, it's the best day. And find out who wins by listening to the Teen Awards on Sunday, the 22nd of October. It'll all be on Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Those were your Wednesday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.